Next month, Russian lawmakers will consider legislation proposed by President Vladimir Putin that would reduce the number of political parties. Critics have proposed dozens of amendments. They fear the Kremlin is trying to monopolize Russia's political power and that most likely it will have its way. Natasha Yefimova reports from Moscow.
Russia's politicians agree a law on parties is needed, but the devil's in the details, they say. In its current form, Putin's bill sets requirements that would leave less than a tenth of Russia's 200 or so political groups intact. But centrist lawmaker Konstantin Kosachev says it's not the drop in number that's dangerous.
The major threat is that political parties would be controlled by the executive power, which is absolutely impossible if we want to have real democracy in Russia.
Observers say Putin's drive to streamline is another move to consolidate power in the Kremlin's hands. Putin has a docile parliament where even the communists have stopped being the hostile opposition they were to his predecessor, Boris Yeltsin. And the bill's critics say it's in the Kremlin's interests to make it difficult for new political forces to enter government. Lawmaker Vladimir Lysenko of the Small Republican Party is one of the bill's staunchest opponents.
Закон написан президентский под те партии, которые сегодня находятся в Государственной Думе.
The president's bill is custom-tailored to fit the parties now in the State Duma. That's why they're satisfied, especially the big parties.
But four of the nine factions in parliament's lower house do oppose Putin's bill. One bone of contention is the minimum membership requirement. Under the new law, each party would have to have at least 10,000 registered members. Huge groups like the Communists and the pro-Putin Unity Party will have no problem meeting the requirement. Smaller parties will have to make alliances or be absorbed by the big guys. The bill's opponents say there's no need to limit the number of small parties. The ineffective ones are dying off anyway. In any case, Lysenko says that the membership numbers really mean nothing.
When a party like Unity gets created to back the powers that be, a governor gets a call saying, we need 20,000 members from your region. He calls the factory directors and tells each one, I want 10,000 signatures from your employees. They're not real politically active party members at all.
Lysenko also says that corrupt businessmen often buy members. They create short-lived parties and ride into parliament to get immunity from prosecution. In fact, only a handful of Russia's existing parties have any sort of platform or ideology. Neither Putin nor Yeltsin has any party affiliation. Putin's bill actually states that if a president does have party membership, he must suspend it during his term in office. It would seem obvious that the Russian concept of political parties is still a work in progress. And though reform is clearly needed, critics complain that the registration rules in Putin's bill would give bureaucrats too much power over grassroots party organizations. Олег Морозов heads a coalition of regional lawmakers.
A bureaucrat sits there and controls the process. If he likes Mr. Ivanov, he gets to run. If he doesn't like Mr. Ivanov, he doesn't get to run.
Morozov says nitpicking bureaucrats could easily scratch candidates from the ballot and shut down their parties because the bill creates such an abundance of red tape. Liberals have been especially critical of the bill's idea of state funding for parties. And centrist groups such as Kosachev's fear the Kremlin could use government money to serve its own ends.
It should be prohibited to have some budget financing of political parties, because we are afraid that this could be used by the executive power as a channel of financing or supporting the president and his administration itself.
This already seems to be the mission of establishment parties like Unity. When asked about their platform, the party's more candid members give a simple answer: to completely support President Vladimir Putin. For NPR News, I'm Natasha Yefimova in Moscow.